Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves and this is Reeves Reflection. So I want to talk to you a little bit about something that may happen. Hopefully it never does happen to you. What happens when you get burned by office politics? Okay, and let's be clear. I hate the phrase office politics, like your people are running for office. Office politics is a nice way of basically talking about the culture of the office. And it's also talking about it from the standpoint of how your relationships or strategic relationships with certain people within your office may impact, whether positively or negatively, upon things that you want to get done or even progression within your job. And to get even more so down to the nitty-gritty, this is what it means. It basically means being mindful of those people in your office you probably don't need to associate yourself with. Now, let me just tell you, if you're somebody like me, you don't understand what the hell that means, because I am a naturally friendly person. A lot of times when I started working, especially when I first started working, almost every job, I tend to be very quiet, mainly because I'm spending most of my time trying to figure out who's who and what's what. So I tend to keep to myself. You know, I'll come in and I'll, you know, people will engage me accordingly, but I'm really just sitting back trying to get appreciation of the culture that I'm in so that I can determine how I need to engage people in terms of what people say and things of this nature and things of that. Now, I will tell you, one of the toughest things that you're going to run across, and this is not trying to be funny or silly or anything like this, is when you come into an office culture and you're not really sure who you shouldn't associate with. Let me say this and make this abundantly clear. If the person is working for the employer, you should be able to associate with everyone. That is the we are the world scenario. But, and I definitely stress the but, the simple fact of the matter is that in every work environment, there's always going to be certain employees, for whatever reason, working with them or engaging with them may not necessarily be advantageous to you. Yes, I'm being as politically correct as possible, because I don't want to say, you know, you're dealing with some people in the office who could be stank. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is there may be people in the office that may, as a result of their own, not because of you, but because of their own doing, have not necessarily created the best reputation for themselves. Whether it be, you know, slightly questionable work ethics, whether it be certain activities they've done in the past, whether it be certain, you know, language and things that they've done or ways they've presented themselves that have created this culture where there is a tendency to look at them with a cautious eye. And you see, I'm really busting my butt to not be all the way live, because that's literally how it typically works. Now, the thing that's a nightmare for most people who don't know about the culture is that when you go in, you don't know that. You know, I can tell you, I've gone into a variety of different workspaces where I didn't know that this particular person had this reputation, or they had filed this many complaints, or they had done this many things, or this person had been demoted here or been moved there because of their problems with this people, or this person has a problem, or, you know, with interacting with people, and his problem has, you know, a lot of times you don't know that. Nobody gives you a handbook that says, yeah, when you're dealing with Reeves, he stank on Monday and he'll cuss you out if you catch him on the wrong day. Nobody gives you a book like that. You learn that by doing. But what typically happens in the office politics standpoint is that it's usually those persons that you're cautious about that you may find yourself establishing some type of rapport with. You get along with them. Yeah, you ain't got a problem with them. They ain't do nothing to you. Y'all get along good. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting here and the person who, you know, those in positions of influence within your culture, employment culture, they're taking notice. They're not taking notice of that person. They're taking notice of you. And then it starts. And usually it's never a direct one. It's one of those things where people think in an interest of looking out for your well-being, they start sharing little tidbits. Hey, I see you've been hanging out with such and such, right? Yeah, just be careful. Like, what the hell does that mean, be careful? They're going to kick my ass? And like, no, just know that, you know, there's been some, you know, situations that have occurred between management and them and so forth. And so they are under the watchful eye, whatever the case may be. And then you get annoyed. And I ain't gonna lie, I've had that happen when I've gotten so annoyed, where I'm like, what the H-E double hockey sticks are you talking about? And you're getting annoyed not because of what the person's telling you. It's because you can tell the person it wants to tell you more, but they have to be cautious about telling you more. And then now you're in this unique position where you have to ask yourself, okay, this particular person has a history with this company that's viewed in a particular light. I am trying to establish my own history. So I have to now ask myself the question, do I continue to engage with this individual in terms of establishing a rapport or even building upon that rapport if that building may inadvertently be cause for me to be viewed in the light that they're viewed. I can't even get the words out. Now, let's just be clear. That's a bunch of hot crap, because you, in a perfect world, you shouldn't be treated any differently. You should be treated based on your own merits. You can have your own independent relationships with individuals without having any problems. That's just the way it is. But let's also be clear about this. People are people. And people inherently have bias. They inherently got opinions. They apparently have issues. Even if it's not supervisor to employee, it could be employee to employee. And one of those things can be so annoying. It can be so annoying because now you're being put into this unique position of having to decide, what do I want to do with this information? And which brings me to the burn part. Is what happens when I say burn, I am not talking about a standpoint where your employer treats you differently as a result of your relationship. The burn I'm talking about is what happens when you have to make the decision about how you are going to engage an individual now that you have information that this individual may have a questionable or yet cautious background that may affect you negatively. Now, I'd like to believe that most people would say, you know what, if I'm doing my job right, if I'm not doing anything wrong, damn the fact that you got a problem with them. That's your problem with them is your problem with them, not me. But there are going to be people out there that are going to make the decision, and they're going to not realize that it's not necessarily that it's their relationship. It's that you may risk the possibility of picking up certain, I wouldn't say habits, just picking up certain features of what they do, you may start doing, which may put you in harm's way professionally. Or you may find yourself in a situation where you decide to sever the relationship or reduce the relationship because you don't want that to happen. Either way, it's a potential burn. Why is it a potential burn? Well, guess what? On the one hand, if this person is sharing with you insight that to assist you, and it may not be insight that's necessarily favorable for the employer, if you are now getting negative feedback as a result of those things, you're going to be pissed that you've now gotten burned because you're basically following the lead of somebody who kind of led you astray. Or you get burned from the standpoint that person basically, I wouldn't say they call you out, but they're basically going to treat you accordingly because you've shown them that you, in their mind, that you can't operate independently on your own. And you're more worried about what's going to happen in terms of how they're going to treat you. So I say all that to stress this point here, is that anytime you're maneuvering in an office and you're dealing with the culture of the office, keep a close eye out for that. Now, I'm just going to be clear about this. I'm not telling you that you should go around here and say, hey, me and Reeves becoming close. What you know about Reeves? Is he an idiot? Oh, really? Oh, I can't roll with him. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that every office has its own unique culture. And within that culture is going to be people who have all come with various history and baggage in terms of their relationships with the employer. Some of those are positive, some of those are negative. You just make sure that you're smart enough to ensure that whatever decisions you make, remember at the end of the day, it really is about your livelihood that's important here. So you want to make sure that you put yourself in the best position possible and not allow yourself to be in a situation where your relationships with individuals within the company may cause you to have to make decisions that you're not comfortable with having to make. My name's Tony Reeves, and that is my reflection.